Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're planning on betting the NFL playoffs, buckle up. Betting football's hard enough as it is. We're doing the research for you, so listen to Cash the Ticket with Mike Valeni and I. We'll be dropping new episodes for every single playoff game, and that's going to be storylines leading into it, so some good football stuff, but also the betting nuggets you're looking for. Sides, totals, trends, player props, throw those in there too. Pre-game and post-game, we're going to be all over the postseason. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
This is pleasant. I don't know this song.
Steve Martin.
Sounds like a Christmas song.
It's not. It's a winter song.
Steve Martin, the comedian?
Dean Martin.
Oh, Dean Martin. It doesn't sound like
Dino.
Steve Martin. Welcome back. I'm Ryan Recker filling in.
It's a winter
song. My hearing's not all that great, just so you know. I have problems. And joining us now is a workplace expert, author of the international best-selling book, Pick Your Path. If I say your name incorrectly, Elizabeth Mayhusay, Hartley Working is the topic today. Elizabeth, how are you?
I'm doing well. I'm laughing over your assessment of the song.
It's not a Christmas song.
Yeah, he's got this
thing
where
song.
He's trying to force in these songs that are clearly Christmas songs to say that it's still okay to play because it's seasonal more than it is Christmas.
Because it's seasonal, yes.
It's the second day of Christmas and the first full day of Hanukkah, so I will be playing Dreidel, Dreidel, Dreidel later.
Are you now?
I love it. The question is, did he use AI to come up with that response to you?
Didn't have to, but soon in the future, it may just become an automatic prompt. So I got to say, I was kind of shocked to learn that Gen Z uses AI, what was it, 88% of the time to help them with their job. 88%, that's practically everyone that's Gen Z is using it. I was really surprised by that. Are you surprised by that?
No, in that age group, they're early adopters of most things technology. So it doesn't surprise me that so many are utilizing it, while maybe the amount they're utilizing it is not 88% in the sense, in terms of a day to day. But I'm not surprised because they are early adopters. I have a Gen Zer for a son, so I see it. I see it with my own sons.
We say early adopters as it's inevitable. We're all going to use it. Is that what you think?
Well, I don't know that I would say that we're all going to use it, but I think that those who are older often will be slower to use it, be more hesitant in that in that sense. But part of what we see where Gen Z is concerned, and not just Gen Z, but particularly in that range, is that they're quicker to embrace than other older generations.
Yeah, I will admit I've used AI on my job, and I do the fill-in talk shows here, and I enjoy doing them.
Yes.
But my main job is I work in a newsroom, and sometimes, this is how I use it, though. Sometimes you'll have sheriff's offices or some of these other government agencies send us press releases that are images, not PDFs. So to try to transcribe or copy, it doesn't give you that option. I'll take the picture And I'll say, hey, AI, can you transcribe this for me? And it'll do it in like 3 seconds. It saves me so much time. And
right
I found
and
like
that's an excellent use. Yeah,
it is. And it's not taking away anything. Creativity is still there. Like you still have to write a new story or do something with it. It's not doing the work for me, but it's a tool that saved me a lot of time to get me to the point where I don't have to do the tedious work, which I hope is the intention for AI and not to take over the planet.
Oh, yes, I agree with you. That's actually an excellent example of how AI, I believe, is one of the best intended uses for it, is to take what you're already doing and allow you to be that much more effective, to spend your time on the creative side, not on transcribing something from an image, right? That just is time. Not that we're going to, it's a wasted time, but if you can do that within, 3 seconds versus spending 30 minutes, then you have more time to think critically and creative, which is the ideal, I think, one of the ideal uses of it.
Yeah, you don't have to jam up your brain to use all of its resources to transcribe something. You can use your brain power in other ways because there's only so much of it around before you're burnt out. I mean, we're all wearing multiple hats anymore. So when go ahead. Sorry.
No, I was just going to say something that you said made me think about, in the news research that you're seeing out there, they talk about this idea of functional freeze. And because that's what's happening, we're bombarded with so much media and people are wanting things faster and faster. And so the brain goes into shutdown mode. And that's one of the ways that AI can help, is to overcome that analysis paralysis or that functional freeze, that so that people can continue to be productive. So it's there are definite benefits in the use of it when done well.
Right. By the way, if people wanted to find you online, maybe your book, Pick Your Path, places like that, where can they go?
Well, they can definitely find my book on Amazon, all Amazon outlets there, and then at my website, ElizabethMahusai.com as well.
I wasn't even close pronouncing your last name, Mahusai.
It's totally fine.
I know how to say it now. A little bit better.
It's completely fine.
You know, my grandma had this trick when she didn't know how to say a name or if she forgot someone's name, she would say things like, could you spell it real quick? It's spelled different, isn't it? And then they would spell it. No, it's just spelled normal. And then she would, that's her trick. And I think people knew what she was doing.
I use that all the time. Yeah, I use it all the time.
My trick is go ahead and plug yourself so I can listen carefully now. You say your name.
I love it. Go ahead.
Well, artificial intelligence, I don't think can help me with that because it's difficult sometimes online too to find pronunciations properly. I have to watch YouTube videos and I'll look at other people's interviews to try to pronounce it correctly. Yeah. That seems to be the best way. So artificial intelligence is here. There's different ways it's being used. Are you concerned it's going to be misused by governments? I mean, this might be a little bit different, but I always get conspiratorial in a way because I think if I'm able to do it so quickly, then any government agency could use this as a way to try to find wrongdoing. So maybe I should be afraid for its ill intent because as much as it's helpful for me, it could also be used against me.
Well, I don't think that your potential conspiracy is misplaced because I believe all things can be used both for good and for bad. In that sense, I think it's why regulation or at least recognizing that we don't want to be Pollyanna about it, that there are no ill intents, uses for it, I think is important. We want to be informed users of it, which is why, it says do not put, private information or things that you wouldn't want to be known. It's also how they're pushing for people to have purchased licensing for it so that you can be part of the knowledge gaining portion of ChatGPT as an example. But I do think it's why you've got companies like a Morgan Stanley who are getting on the front side of it, investing a lot of money to be on the front side of usage of ChatGPT, where it is more protected And, you know, they're on the cutting edge of how it's incorporated with their advisors, as an example.
So on the workplace, let's say Big Brother isn't the government, it's your boss. Do you think more workplaces are going to start monitoring their employees through artificial intelligence in order to make sure they're doing their job?
I think it's a possibility of one of the ways in which it is used, depending on the size of the corporation and really the amount of resources they're able to put into it. So I think that, you know, as much as we think people are going to stop working, I think artificial intelligence on the flip side of that is, you know, potentially allows for monitoring, where, you know, I've got people that their company monitors their how long they are online on their terminal, where their location is, you know, I mean, so there's a lot of different ways in which it could be used. So, hey, I've got to bounce. I've got another interview. I'm really enjoying this one though.
Workplace expert and author of the international best-selling book, Pick Your Path, Elizabeth Mehusai. Thank you so much for joining us this morning.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Oh boy, that was good. So in demand this morning, offered through Fox News. It was very nice. She spent some time with us. And I got to tell you, here's one of the things that I think could be very possible with artificial intelligence. It's going to be used to discriminate against you. I think that it will be able to collect data on you and then come to conclusions that may exclude you from insurances, rentals, loans, things that normally they do a risk assessment. Let's say, you're Googling a lot of kidney-related things. That's really pricey if you ever find yourself in need of a transplant. So you might not be the best person to insure, so we're not going to pick you up. Or let's say there's artificial intelligence picking up that your driving habits aren't the best, so maybe we won't let you rent that car of ours because we need to protect it as well. I feel like AI could be used in a lot of great ways. It's really going to be used in more lousy ways, too. Make your life worse. But if the intent of the government is to get you to step in line and do the things they want you to do, kind of like China does with their social credit system, then I guess that's the way the government would most, in ways I would look at it, the most fearful ways of how they would use it.
Get more at 971talk.com.